Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you this morning. Lord, we love you. Lord, we seek closeness to you. Lord, I pray that you'd open heaven for us this morning. That you'd pour out your love, you'd pour out your spirit, you'd pour out your word. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Psalm 46. From there, so you can be ready, I'm going to go to John chapter 6. Psalm 46 is in, actually it's in three sections. You know how I know it's in three sections? Because it's got a little word in there we see in many of the Psalms. That word is Selah. And it's a break. It's a musical break, actually. It divides the sections. Selah. Remember, every word in the Bible is important. The word Selah is just as important as John 3:16. Every word in the Bible is important. What does it mean? I had a pastor one day said, pause and consider. Pause and consider. Stop and consider. It doesn't mean cease, because you will continue. It means pause. It means reflect, consider, meditate on it. Run it through your mind. Run it through your heart. Also, musically, it's an opportunity to retune your instruments. That's exactly right. Intellectually, academically, whatever, maybe we can refresh ourselves with what we just read. Now, musically, the song may stop, but the praise continues. And the melody continues to occupy our minds. Musically, it's a rest. And for those of us that aren't musical, it's a rest also. In fact, it's being still. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Stop and consider. We serve a mighty God. It's amazing that scripture goes along, of course, with our worship, but also with what we prayed about today, because we know the enemy is stepping up his efforts. And what does that mean that we're supposed to do? We're supposed to step up our efforts too. We're supposed to praise more. We're supposed to pray more. We're supposed to share the gospel more. When the storms come, He's there. John chapter 6, verses 14 through 27. Got a lot of scripture for you this morning, but that's okay, isn't it? We like scripture. It's God's gift to us, one of many gifts. I'm going to start in verse 14, although the part we're going to be talking about starts in 16, but I'm going to back up. He had just fed the multitude with five loaves of bread and two little fish. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when evening was come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, that's about 3 or 4 miles, by the way, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And he saith unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Literally what he said was, "Fear not, I am." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereunto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Verse 14. They noticed what he had done. What attracted to them? What attracted them to him? They called him a prophet. Or they suggested that this might be the prophet that was spoken of in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18:15, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." They were willing to accept him, or accept the fact that he might be the prophet. But were they ready to accept all that he was? They accepted him intellectually. Maybe they believed that he was the Messiah. Were they saved? Are they saved today when they have similar opinions? Where was the repentance? There is no repentance. We can believe with our head who he is, but we have to believe it in our heart. Believe in your heart, and you'll be saved. Doesn't say believe in your head. Pastor Mike always used to say that the difference between heaven and hell was 18 inches. That's the distance between your brain and your heart. It has to be in your heart. What had they just witnessed? The feeding of the 5,000. Actually, that's 5,000 men. That doesn't include the women and children. What had they personally experienced before? We're talking about the disciples. They encountered the storm, but it wasn't the first one that they'd been through. Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with them other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? How many times has God showed himself faithful? We see it all throughout the Bible, and we've seen it all throughout our lives. Anybody in here ever have God not be faithful, not do what he said he's going to do? What was Jesus doing while they were in the middle of the lake in the midst of the storm? This is the second storm in John. Matthew 14:23 and Mark 6:46 both say that he went up on the mountain to pray. Up on high. That's a picture of what he's doing now. When we're going through our own storms, what is he doing? Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. It didn't change, did it? He was on that mountain praying. He was praying for his disciples. He was praying for who knows what else. Mark 6:48 says, and he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. The darkness didn't prevent him from seeing them. The distance didn't prevent him from seeing them. As I said, this is 3 or 4 miles, and it was dark. He sees us too. He saw them toiling at rowing. In the Greek, it says fatigued. Halfway across the lake, and he came to them. He came to them in the fourth watch. Fourth watch. He let them wait. He does that, doesn't he? He let them wait from evening until early morning. It was 9 or 10 hours. Why? John chapter 11, Lazarus was sick, and his sister sent to him and said, that he that you love is sick. And Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters. So he waited 4 days till Lazarus was dead, and then he went to him. Why? If he had gone sooner and healed him, we wouldn't have had that incredible miracle. He waited 4 days so that God could be glorified. I have a quote here, and I'm not sure who said it, but anyway, omnipotence can afford to wait, for it is always sure of success. And because omnipotence is combined with infinite wisdom and love, we may be certain that God not only does everything in the right way, but also at the best time. Habakkuk 2:3 says, The vision is yet for an appointed time, though it wait for it. Wait, though it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not tarry. And that's an amazing passage. The wording is interesting, isn't it? Though it tarries, it won't tarry. Though it tarries according to your thinking, it's not going to tarry according to God's thinking. It's going to be right on time. Isaiah 30:18, and therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. And what do we do while we're waiting? We roll. Verse 19, so when they had rowed about 5 or 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. That's what they did. What are we supposed to do while we're waiting? We're supposed to fear not. And row. Job 9:8, talking about God, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. He's above our problems. When that storm was hit, he was on the mountain and he was looking down and he saw them, but he was above the problem they were encountering. There's no obstacle big enough to cause them to fail. The first storm, Mark 4:41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Compare this with the second storm in Matthew 14:33. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Be still and know that I am God. It's the same here, isn't it? John 14:1. You believe in the Father, believe also in me. In other words, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Be still and know that I am God. The song we sang was still. We sang many songs and they all seem to fit in real well with everything. But they usually do. I think God has his hand in that, doesn't he? Hide me now under your wings. Cover me within your mighty hand. Find rest my soul in Christ alone. Know his power in quietness and trust. Isaiah 30:15 says, in returning in rest shall ye be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Be still and know that I am God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Once again, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Find rest my soul when the oceans rise and thunders roar. What do we do when the storm hits? We'll be still and know that he is God. He showed us faithful many times. We know what he's capable of doing. He'll get us through the storm. We may have to endure it, but he'll get us through it. I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the mountains. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. If I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that he could solve it. I'd never know what faith in him can do. See, in order to have a victory, we have to have a battle, don't we? We don't always look at it that way. Our faith is being constantly tested, not just by the enemy, but also by God. It's tested, it's strengthened, it's tried, and it grows. Lord, we thank you. Lord, these are interesting times. It's getting darker and darker and darker, Lord. Lord, just may your light shine brighter in us. Strengthen your people, Lord. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our resolve, our determination. May we set our face like a flint and look to you, our salvation. The very word salvation in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, is translated, it means Yeshua. You are the only salvation. You are the way, the truth, and the life. If there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they need to talk to me about it. Lord, bless your people today and always. Lord, keep us close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Want to go out rejoicing? Aren't we supposed to come in rejoicing and go out rejoicing according to Scripture? Do you forget too, Shirley? Well, I think you'll know this song, I hope. I apologize if there's so many new ones, but oh well. I'm not trying to stress you out, but a lot of the ones in the book, I don't know. Okay. I got to pay attention. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Rejoice always, right? We need to rejoice always.
All right. Okay. Well, this is what, if you got it, I'll give you a hint. It starts with a W.
That's it.
You got it. I didn't see it. Oh, I got to turn up my internal volume again. Hang on. Okay, mixer. There we go.
Bright.
victory.
Later, unless we see y'all in heaven.
1:30, we're going to have the service.